from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Orioles are basically a better version of what we think the Red Sox are. They're young. Their up-and-coming players are delivering. The Orioles have added Corbin Burnes, you know, a Cy Young winner. They are a better team, clearly. But in a short series, I would not bet against the Red Sox. Similar kind of stuff with the Astros. We're not talking about the Astros of even last year or 2 or 3 years ago that were an absolute wagon. And you say, well, how do you compete with that? You don't. This is one of those years where it is open for them. And my fear is that management is not going to recognize that and act accordingly. I do believe they're going to get something. But it's like, you have a real opportunity this year. And we keep thinking that the better days lay ahead. It's future, it's future, it's future. Well, you know what? This year might actually be your best chance to do something. So go out and do it.
John Tomasi on the Red Sox. I agree with that take.
Me too.
You're in it right now. Third wild card team has gone to the World Series 2 years in a row. Second wild card team in the AL. The Rangers won it last year. So you can go on a run. AL's not that good. Take a look around. Houston's down. I still respect them, but they're down. Baltimore's young, maybe not ready. Yankees kind of stink. None of the AL Central teams scare me. Seattle doesn't scare me. Who scares you?
No one.
So this year is the time to add. I'm starting to wonder if right now, like today, is the time to buy. Set the market. Don't wait. Don't react. Don't get caught off guard. Buy, because you have a young GM. Which I want to get to here in hour number two of Jones, No Mego, without Arcan. Travis Thomas from Nesson, the Travis Thomas Experience here. On a Friday, we're taking all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. First hour, we touched on how good the Patriots can be, you know, what you expect out of them this year. Should they make a move for Brandon Ayuk, which you've gotten some feedback on. Also, Drake May, his timeline, etc. Bill Belichick, where he's going to coach, who wants him. All those on the table for you again at 617-779-7937. A few texts here. Actually, let me start with a Twitch chat comment.
Cool.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. This is Grateful AF. Jones, no one is giving a first for Ayuk ever. Do we agree that Niners can't get a first for Ayuk?
They're going to ask for it.
I don't know if they'll get one. A.J. Brown went for a first. Hollywood Brown went for a first.
It'll be tough.
Steph Diggs went for a first.
Most teams really know their position, too, of like, bro, like, you guys could just hang on to him and have a malcontent. We're not going to give. We can wait till he hits the market. So I don't know if there's going to be that kind of urgency that garners a team being like, okay, here's our one. I don't hate your idea. I could see a pick swap situation. I could see a crappy team.
Well, by the way, that was not my idea. I saw Callahan say that. Okay. And I think it's. Right. But I think that's That's closer to what I do. Like, yeah. Okay, even if I'm giving up like a top 10 pick, I'm still getting a pick late in the first round.
Right.
Like, and I'm getting Ayuk. That we can talk about. Pick swap.
Yes.
We also got this a lot. We've had this all week. I'm just curious for your thoughts on it. I've already discussed it. Can you trade Judon for Ayuk?
Gosh.
Not straight up. I mean,
no.
Could you do, this is the closest I came to it. Could you
it's
do,
not the NBA.
Could you,
know?
You do Judon in a second? You're going to have a high second round pick, we think. We're talking about maybe the first overall pick. Right. So let's say you have a top five pick in the second round and Judon. Maybe, although he's going to want a contract too. The Niners want to pay him. Right. I think he would help. I think he could fit. I just don't think Judon has a ton of value.
I also, weirdly...
He's like a sweetener. He's not like a one-for-one for Ayuk. That's never going to happen.
It also feels strange saying this because you technically can probably never have too many pass rushers. But, mm-hmm. I mean, and I love Judon. This is not a knock on him at all. Do the Niners need him? I mean, bro, between Bosa... Fred Warner, who's the guy that got hurt in the Super Bowl coming off the sidelines and was playing well? Greenlaw.
Oh, yeah, right, sure.
I mean, they, like, Chase Young, they have so many dudes.
I think Young is gone. And this is the only
he gone?
Thing, well, Brian running Twitch said this to me earlier in the week. He's like, you know, they do need a kind of a Chase Young replacement. Chase Young.
Okay, Chase Young.
Chase Young
gone.
Wasn't doing
Where did
anything
he go?
For them. I don't know. He might, is he unsigned? I have no
See,
idea.
See, that's a guy I would have hung on to because he had injury issues.
Yeah.
And he was trying to get back. I'm gonna look up where. Oh, okay. He went to the Saints.
Okay, so there you
go for Chase Young.
New Orleans. Interesting. But yeah, I just maybe the Niners would take him. But again, he's a sweetener, and now they got to pay him because Judon's squawking about his contract. So, and he's fighting very much, saying that he's not saying anything.
Yeah,
but it's clear he wants a new deal. I don't blame him. He's outperformed his deal. I'd give him a sweetener. By the way, I wouldn't give him like a giant extension, but I'd give him a sweetener to get him back out on the field.
By the way, not for nothing, Chase Young's hurt already.
Yeah, of course.
So I clicked on his name, trying to see where he is. He's on the Saints.
Yeah.
As of yesterday, the Saints placed Chase Young neck on the active PUP list.
Neck.
Gosh.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Isn't he the second? He's the second overall pick.
Yeah, is that right? I thought, was he not one?
Second? I don't think so.
Okay.
I think he was two, because I covered that draft. You would think I remember.
He was a high pick.
I think he was the second overall pick.
We also have these texts, 37937. Ayuk is nowhere near, I'm sorry, Ridley is nowhere near Ayuk, which I agree with. Or Higgins.
I disagree.
I think people overrate T. Higgins a little bit.
I don't know about overrate. I think Ayuk's better.
I think they overrate. No, Ayuk is better than Higgins for sure.
Yeah.
I'm saying I don't think there's a big gap between Higgins and Ridley. Higgins is younger, but I don't think there's a big gap between those two.
I don't think Higgins has had the opportunity to be the one.
Yeah, right. So, like, but that's a good and a bad thing. Like, can he be a one? You don't
well,
even
that's
know.
Why,
you don't
that's
even know
what
that.
I'm saying. We may not know how good he is yet because of how great Ja'Marr Chase is.
By the way, Joe Burrow was picked before Chase Young in 2020.
Right. So Chase was two, right?
Got it. So
okay.
Chase Young was two, Burrow was one in that draft. Thank
wow,
you, Joe.
Chase Young is a bust. It's established.
He's on his third team. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a bust.
Meanwhile, the Red Sox are the opposite of that. They've wildly outperformed expectations. The more I think about it, and I was just listening to that Tomasi answer this morning, the more I think about it, and I thought Dombrowski was great at this, not to bring it all back to Dombrowski.
Mm-hmm.
You have a rookie GM. Breslow's never done it, and I don't even know how mentally prepared Breslow is to add. I think he came in expecting he was going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
I think he came in knowing ownership wanted to sell. And so Breslow probably all year has been like, whatever. Let's build the minor league system. I'm not going to make any deals at the deadline. I'm not going to start laying foundation to make deals at the deadline. Phone calls, negotiations, etc. The more I think about it, I do not want Breslow going into trade deadline day, July 30th. I don't want him sitting there trying to work the high wire act at the last second, you know, the 23rd hour, trying to work out a deal, hammer out details, negotiate. And the worst thing that could happen is Breslow, who's never done this deadline before, gets in there. He has his eyes on a player. Somebody else ups his offer, does a better deal. He just gets dealt elsewhere, the player that Breslow's looking for, and now Breslow's flat-footed. I think there's value in the Red Sox making a deal right this second. Like, you know, make a deal today for all I care about. Do one this weekend. You're on the West Coast. Hammer out a deal. And so I think there's value in that, number one, because you get the player for the extra 2 weeks, whoever that is,
mm-hmm.
a bat, an arm, both. You get them for an extra 2 weeks. They can make an impact on your team for two extra weeks. That's an advantage. You set the market. So people are reacting now off of you. I guess there's a danger in overpaying, which I'm sure he's petrified of. but you set the market, number two. And number three, you're not left reacting to everybody at the 23rd hour in your first deadline, get caught flat-footed, and strike out. Like, that would be such a bad look for the organization and for him specifically. I think there's value in making a move now. We all agree they should buy. I think they're going to buy. I've said, Travis, I think they're going to give up a top 10 prospect at this deadline. Not one of their top three, I don't think. I'm fine with that if they do. I don't think they will. I think they're going to buy. I think there's value in buying right now.
I do, too, if you're going big game hunting. You know, and I gave you this name last week. I've been saying it on Ness until I'm blue in the face. I've been saying it on WEEI until I'm blue in the face. I want a reconciliation, a redo, a rematch. Let's run it back with Nathan Eovaldi.
Love it.
I need it in my life. The Rangers should be sellers. The championship hangover's real for that franchise. They're going nowhere fast. This season's been a disaster. Now, they may not see it that way. They may see it as second half, here we come, we're going to be healthy, boom. But I'm guessing, projecting here, that there are going to be sellers. Nathan Eovaldi, it was beloved here by the Red Sox fans. He said he didn't want to leave. He loved it here. He knows the expectations here. He's played here. He's seen this team. He's played against this team now. I believe you get Nathan Eovaldi, a quality arm who knows how to pitch in the postseason, and here we go. So for your what you're saying, kind of make a move early.
Get it done.
Before the deadline.
People got to react to you now.
That's right. That sets the market, as you said, but that's a big game hunting move. You bring in a Nathan Eovaldi, that's an ace, brother. So, you know, you want to do that now as opposed to waiting until all these teams, all right, highest bidder gets Nathan Eovaldi or whoever. I would prefer the Red Sox to be aggressive and go do it now. But listen, if they're going to, and we've talked about this before, you and I.
I was positive that I'd be able to come back.
I think you said if they, I believe you called it fake moves, right?
Yep. Like a fake buy. I'm okay with fake buying.
If they go fake buying, then they're going to take it up to the 11th hour during the deadline. That's when we'll know.
Look, I'm okay, and Twitch chat's mocking me. It's like, oh, you got to make a big move. Go get Justin Turner. I like Justin Turner.
That's not going to put you over the hump, though.
No, well, maybe not. He'd hit lefties, which they need, and he's borderline free, I think. So, like, go get him. Like, what are you waiting for? Why do you need to wait until July 30th to do it?
Yeah.
So I don't think that's inconsistent on my end. Let me give you another one. I love the Eovaldi idea.
Yeah.
Love, love, love it. I don't know what he costs. I don't know how available he actually is. He has a vesting option, so he may not be an impending free agent. I don't know how that changes negotiations. Would you have any interest in Scherzer, his teammate? Not to go like full 40-year-old team with Justin Turner and Scherzer, but I was initially out on Scherzer. I think I've talked myself back in. He's actually pitched pretty well since he's come back.
You know, Max Scherzer, let me preface my comments by saying he's my favorite baseball player.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Love him.
National? Is that why? I mean, I guess that's true. I get the connection now. Okay, yeah.
Had a chance to cover
the two different eyes. You like that?
I love it.
Yeah.
Became close with him during his time there.
Wait, you're close with him?
Yeah, was. Let's sell
him on this. Let's go. We're not that close. Work the phones.
We're not that close. I had a chance. We did a series called Day in the Life. Self-explanatory, right?
Yeah.
But I had a chance to spend a day with Max Scherzer, and it was awesome. And he was super cool. And so I've always
What'd you guys do?
Went to his house.
What'd you do?
He had dogs with multicolored eyes, by the way.
Huskies?
I don't know what you call them. Kay. I'm not a dog. I don't know enough.
Okay.
But they have multicolored eyes. So if you say you're not a dog,
I know you're not.
Yeah, I'm not a dog expert here.
Dog expert, got it.
But they had multicolored eyes.
Yeah.
And that was like part of the thing.
An homage.
So we, you know, he had all this land, of course, right?
Land and dogs.
Yeah. Somewhere in Virginia. And we just hung with him and his dogs and his wife. At that time, I think they had one kid. Super cool dude.
Huh.
So I've always rooted for him. He's a god in D.C. I'm sure he is in Texas.
Yeah.
You know. But
here we go. Well, there was a nice preamble there. I like him, but what?
Bro, even during the Nationals World Series run, which was how many years ago?
Uh-huh.
I mean, he was duct tape and bubble gum put together to make it happen.
But he made it happen.
He made it happen.
Yeah.
And he's still making it happen. And it's still duct tape and bubble gum holding them together. It's unbelievable. It's like MacGyver put them together. I don't understand how he's able to continue doing this. But I know this much, as I love him, I want no parts of it. None.
You know what?
He's just waiting to fall apart.
I'm sure you're gonna get a lot of angry texts from Max Scherzer and his wife. But you're not gonna let your personal relationship get in the way. I gotta be honest, I respect it.
It's my favorite baseball player.
You're not compromised. You don't even want your favorite player.
You know what it is?
Wow.
I'll give you an analogy.
I really respect it.
If all of us have had this issue.
Sure.
You need new brakes. You're holding off, whether it's the payday or you're just waiting, right? You're not gonna go get new brakes just yet.
No, they're not that important.
They're squeaking. The longer you wait, squeaking.
Sure.
There's noise. They're grinding.
Yeah, my car won't really stop. Yeah, right. Yeah.
At some point, the longer you wait, you push that brake pedal and it goes to the floor.
Yeah,
you ain't stopping.
You don't want that.
That's Max Scherzer. Or there's no tread on the tire, but you're like, well, I'm not going far.
Then
it starts to rain.
Let me tell you.
Now you're hydroplaning. Guardrail, vertical, you're in the woods.
Let me tell you, my brakes went on Memorial Drive. I don't even know how many years ago now, but my brakes went on Memorial Drive.
See?
It was not pretty. You're saying that's like trading for Scherzer.
See?
He's been kind of good. It's only been five starts, but he's been kind of good.
I don't trust the...
All right, you hate Max Scherzer. That's fine.
You
hate Max Scherzer. It's okay.
I don't trust it. It's just... how old is Max?
He's got 39, I believe. When does he turn 40?
Bro, not only that... The mileage on Max.
He turns 40 in about a week.
Yeah.
Happy
happy birthday, Max. Your former friend, Travis Thomas, no longer likes you.
Sorry, Max. I can't do it. I'd rather his teammate, man.
Me too. I'm just saying I'm a little intrigued by Scherzer. The team's got plenty of youth. The team needs some leadership. And like Scherzer could do, Evaldi could definitely do that.
Sure.
Turner, Scherzer, I think they fit that bill. But if you think they're too old and you want to aim fire, who do you want? Or aim higher, rather. 617-779-7937. Joe Braverman has all the latest here in trending. And when we come back, I want to get to, what the Red Sox could be doing here at the deadline, as we discussed. And on top of that, could their lack of spending scare off Alex Cora? That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you feel like you were going to be able to get that third year from?
At the end, honestly, I thought that they were going to make it. But unfortunately, they say they have to wait because they have to make some move and all the other stuff. and I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait any longer.
You probably looked at their roster, right, and say, well, this is what I would be going to?
Yeah, I mean, it just, the way they approach the free agency. Teams that want to win, they spend. They go after good players. I'm not saying they don't have good players, because they do. The Red Sox are really good right now, and they had amazing players. But it just, for my part, I just want to go to a team that it's looking for everybody that is good to win, to spend. That they're not afraid to spend and to go after good players so they can make their team better.
Oscar Hernandez, home run derby champ, on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. Check that out. Odyssey app, AUDACY. Take it with you wherever you go. It's free. It's easy. You can be swimming around out on the islands in the fiberglass there, Mego style. Or you could be sitting on your couch like Arcan today, listening out of one ear. Bring it wherever you go. Brad Foe joins us every Tuesday. We'll be asking him about that next week. Just an interesting answer from Teoscar Hernandez. We all feel that way, I think. I don't mean to put words in your mouth. Travis Thomas from Nesson in for Mego today. But I think a lot of us in Boston feel that way, where it's like the Red Sox don't spend, they don't care, et cetera, et cetera. It's just, it's interesting to hear from a player on the other side who negotiated with the Red Sox.
Sure.
Actually verbalize that. It's like, oh, yeah, I wanted to go to a place where they spent money and brought in good players. And I get that. And we say it all the time. But to hear it from somebody in the game should carry more weight, in my estimation. So I thought that was interesting. Again, full thing is in the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. But I think there's real value in buying now if you are the Red Sox. And I like this text that came in, Travis, 37937. If you wait until the trade deadline,
yeah,
then you were never really buyers in the first place. Make the deal now. Don't wait till the 23rd hour.
That's where, like, you're at.
I mean, you're not a real aggressive buyer if you're just getting scraps at the deadline, which honestly I didn't think they would do 2 weeks ago. My expectations have, and they keep adjusting upwards.
Sure.
Initially I was like, just don't sell and I'll be happy. Even if you don't add anything, just don't sell. Then I went to fake buying, and now I am to the point where I'm like, give up a top 10 prospect. Mm-hmm. Give up something that's going to hurt just a little bit. I don't need you to trade Meyer or Teal or Anthony, but give up something that's going to hurt just a little bit to show me you care and you're invested in this year's team. And what you get in return, let's see. Is it Turner? Is it your guy, Scherzer? Is it Eovaldi? Like, who knows? Brent Rooker, Garrett Crochet, those guys are going to cost you more. So I do agree with that, though. If you're setting the market, you really are an aggressive buyer, and that would be promising. That would be intriguing.
Well, going back to the fake buy thing where you were a couple weeks ago, I think we'll know in terms of timing of these moves exactly what the Red Sox are going to do. If they listen to you, which I hope they do, and they make a move sooner rather than later as it pertains to the deadline, then that means you're serious. And as I said last segment, I believe the term I used was big game hunting, mm-hmm. right? That's when you go out and you get these big names that we're talking about right now. But if we're getting up to that deadline itself, I think you will see an active Red Sox team, but I think it's going to be smaller moves, and it's probably going to be with the financials in mind.
Yeah, I hate, it's Breslow's first deadline. He's never done it. He's never even been, I don't think, an assistant GM, never mind the lead GM.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I don't want him waiting until the last second.
I know.
And, oh, I think I have Justin Turner in my back pocket, or, oh, I think I have whatever arm, Lorenzen or Flaherty or somebody
sort of
like that.
Second tier.
Yeah, I got this guy in my back pocket. And then, oh, whoops, I got outbid. Now what do I do? And now right. He's going to scramble last second.
Right.
I don't want that. I don't want them dealing with that. And so I think there's some value. And even if it's a slight overpay or like more than you're comfortable doing,
mm-hmm.
getting the known deal done right now.
I agree.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's even a guy that I like who I know will be expensive. He has underperformed grossly with the Blue Jays, but Bo Bichette.
Okay.
This is a dude who he's
share
battled
a hotel with him one night.
He's battled injuries. He's had a terrible season.
Where is he still a shortstop? Where does he play?
Well, he's an infielder.
Okay.
I mean, he's short. He can play second, but the deal that I – what I see is he's already been paid.
Uh-huh.
So he's getting money. I don't know what he's getting per year. Someone could look that up for me. I know he got the bag.
I'll look it up. Yeah, but that makes it sound like a guy John Henry's not going to want, but I'll
well,
look it up.
Well, that's where I'm going here is that's another player who could help you in an area of need. You get another bat. You get an infielder. Where also I just feel like he's a guy that maybe a change of scenery and being healthy. He's going to come out of All-Star break healthy. He had like nagging injuries all year. So he's going to come out of this break healthy. That's someone I would roll the dice on. But again, that goes back to our conversation of, are we spending? Are we really taking shots here? Are we trying to bring in, big names? Guys that can help us get over the hump because the AL is very winnable right
now. It is. His contract is actually not terrible.
It's not terrible?
They bought out his three arbitration years, 3 years, $33 million. So he's going to make, in terms of real cash, like cash flow that John Henry would care about, 12 this year, 17 and a half next.
17, okay. Okay, so that's doable.
So he's got term the rest of this year and next.
Yeah.
Vladdy Guerrero's got term. Crochet has term. Rooker has term. Those guys are going to cost
you
more.
That's a guy.
A rental like Pete Alonso, not going to cost you as much. A rental like some of these arms, not going to cost you as much.
Right.
We did get a text, by the way, 37937, Scherzer, your guy, said he's not going to waive his no trade clause. I'm not a big believer in that.
I don't believe
not
that.
Not everybody's Linus Allmark. That's the kind of thing you say publicly, and then when the team says, we don't want you, we're going to trade you, most players will maybe use it as leverage. But most players will waive it. I think he said in the past he wouldn't waive it, and he's been traded a billion times.
I also told you a story off air where he confided in me at the time.
Because you're friends.
That we were. That, you know.
Well, after today's performance, definitely.
Yeah,
you got
we're
past
definitely. Yeah. He's taking me off his buddy list. I guarantee it. Because you know that clip's going to go out.
He was at a coffee shop calling Bubba shit.
I feel like he told me, off camera. And he was in the midst of winning and doing everything great for the Nationals that he's like, man, it's just a matter of time till I'm dealt. And I was like, well, you're crazy. Sure enough, win a World Series, boom, you're gone.
Yeah. And
these guys know.
He could prevent it, though, with a no-trade clause. I acknowledge that. I just think most guys, you have an opportunity to pitch in the postseason. He's not going to take it at by the time he's traded 40.
Especially for the Red Sox.
Seriously.
Right?
Yeah, I think. So let's go to the phones here. Ted's in Malden waiting patiently on our Brandon Ayuk discussion. Go ahead, Ted.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I just want to make I just don't understand why everyone thinks Ayuk is automatically going to be good or better than those other guys that you guys were talking about. I mean, he's the fourth option on his own team. Do you think anyone is game planning, to face Ayuk?
I do, yes.
Nobody's worried about him.
I disagree.
Don't know. I think like someone like T. Higgins, he played half a season without Chase, and he was awesome. As the first option.
Yeah, I mean, Ayuk has played games as the first option. He's played games without Debo. Debo's hurt all the time.
Yeah, the way the Niners are set up, too, it's not so much on one guy. Like in Cincy, he makes an example of, when Chase was out, T. Higgins stepped up. That's how that offense is set up. You need a guy, right, for Joe Burrow or whoever, because Joe Burrow gets hurt. San Fran's not like that.
Nope.
It's like, this is the Ayuk game. Oh, it's the Kittle game. Okay, Debo's healthy. Here goes Debo. Oh, watch what we could do with Christian McCaffrey. Their offense is set up in that way. So, it's almost like a hockey line change.
Yeah, I think his question is fair, and I do have that same question. What's Ayuk look like if he's the true number one? But I have that question with Higgins, too. Those guys have done it for a few weeks here and there. Like, Debo isn't always out there. Neither is Kittle. McCaffrey's mostly been healthy. I think he's been entirely healthy, actually, since he got to San Francisco.
Yeah.
But Ayuk, team's game plan for Ayuk.
Yes.
They do. He's
the truth.
Yeah,
we just don't know. He has the Avengers. Like,
yeah,
I need to see him without the Avengers.
And he's got a good offensive play caller, which we have no idea. Shanahan hasn't won a Super Bowl yet, and like there are final questions for Shanahan, but we know he's a good play caller. We know that.
Right.
What is Van Pelt, and what would Van Pelt get out of Ayuk? Like, those to me are fair questions, but I'd take Ayuk definitely over Higgins. And over Ridley. And I don't think there's a big gap between Higgins and Ridley was my only point.
By the way.
Yes.
Ayuk, first round pick, right?
Yeah, 25, I think.
Yes, 26. Or I'm sorry, 25. So 1, 2, 3, and 4 seasons. So his last two have just been video game numbers.
Yeah, he had like 1,400 yards last year, right? Yeah.
Let me just give his first 2 years, though. And would you not take this right now?
Oh,
rookie and his second year,
I think
numbers.
His second year he dipped, right? His second year he was in the doghouse a little bit for Shanahan, I thought.
First year, 748 yep. yards, 5 tutties. Second year, 826 yards, 5 tutties.
Okay, so he didn't dip, but he didn't jump as much as we thought.
If you get that right now.
And you gave up the potential number one overall pick?
I don't want to talk about that.
That's no good.
I'm just talking his first 2 years before he even became.
I get what you're saying.
If that's his floor, his first two years are better than.
If that's his floor, yes. That's not that bad. I understand your point. I hear that first year number. Give it to me again. 736 and 5 touchdowns.
12 games played, 748, 5 tutties. Next year, 17. So full game or full season, 826 and 5 tutties. And his receptions obviously went up.
Can Polk give you that? Can Polk give you 7 something and 5 touchdowns?
Oh, no.
Not in 12
games. It's too unknown.
I think he can give you that.
I would hope. But it's too unknown.
It's definitely a hope, but if you're getting a guy at 37, he should come in and produce something like that. Something like that.
You would think.
While we're talking Pats here, 37937. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. Jones, this guy, that's you, the Travis Thomas experience. That's Travis Thomas from Nesson to you, Texter. This guy's from the same area as Mego. You got to bring up the wolf thing. This is
what
brilliant.
What is the wolf thing? Is it the way I say it?
Yes, you just did it. You just did it right. Okay. Say it again. What is the what thing?
What is the wolf thing?
The wolf thing, yes.
So what does she do?
She claims that the Maryland accent does not allow you to pronounce the word wolf. She says woof. And I think she just does it.
Yeah.
But she's like, she claims her mouth will not allow her to say it.
I've heard woof.
Woof.
I've heard room.
Uh-huh.
I've heard water.
Right, but if you just focus. But clearly your
enunciate.
Mouth can say mouth can
wolf.
Say the word wolf.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Say it again.
Come on.
Wolf. Wolf.
Listen to that.
I thought you were working on your wolf.
Wolfie.
Wolf.
I know. Wolf, 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 wolf.
She can't do it.
She can't do it.
She can do it.
She claims she can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Maryland accent's a real thing. It's nothing on the Boston accent, but it's a real thing.
Right. But if you focus, you can say the word.
Sure.
Say it again.
Wolf. Come on. Come on, wolf.
Wolf, okay. Wolf, 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 wolf,
wolfy. Yeah, she apparently can't say it. That's her claim. I've never once bought it. I feel like this is pretty good proof. Scott is in Westerly on the Pats. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi. Love the show. I listen every day.
Great.
These owners of the Red Sox and the Patriots need to open up their wallets and pay people and bring in some more players, whoever they can get.
Okay.
They got tons of money.
Yeah. Look, Scott, we actually covered some of this earlier in the week, Tuesday or Wednesday. Which owner are you more upset with, more frustrated with, Kraft or Henry? Because numbers came out. I forget which day, somewhere in the middle of the week. They came out in both leagues. The Packers are a publicly owned company. They, in terms of revenue, made $660 million, $650 million, something like that last year. And in terms of national revenue, it was over $400 million. That's not pure profit, that's revenue. But we know the Patriots got the exact same number in national revenue. My suspicion is that they made more in local revenue. I can't prove that, but that's my suspicion. Bigger market than market 69, like Green Bay. It's a top 10 or just outside television market. So my guess is the Patriots make more off local revenue. And their payroll and Green Bay's payroll are very similar. The Packers last year made $60 million in profits. So the Patriots should invest in this team. John Henry's numbers also came out. The Red Sox made $500 million in revenue? What were the numbers? I forgot off the top of my head. But whatever it was, the payroll investment was about 44% revenue compared to payroll investment. Again, not pure profit, but they don't reinvest in their payroll was the point. So I'm with the caller on that, both of them. The Patriots, I really don't. Maybe they'll trade for Ayuk. I'm not holding my breath. I've never once thought they're going to.
Yeah.
That's like the kind of trade they could make. The Red Sox are the team that can really make a point right now at the trade deadline. And my takeaway today is I want them to do it. Don't wait till the trade deadline. Get it done now. 2 extra weeks where you have players helping your team. You set the market. And Breslow doesn't get caught with his pants down at the trade deadline, which I'm a little afraid of. What do you guys think? 617-779-7937. We'll get to Cora, and we'll also get to Jaylen Brown. You and I talked a lot about this on Friday, Travis. How much is going to impact the Celtics next year on the floor? We'll do it next.
J.O., did you reach out to Derek, congratulate him, and what was the balance for you between sharing some of your frustrations with the process, but also congratulating him in that moment?
Absolutely. I called Derek right away. I know, just to make sure there's no confusion, like my love for you and all of that. You know, I mean, so, like, he knew that, and he did. And but, you know, you don't always got to make anything public, but me and D-Watt are good.
It wasn't that he maybe called Derek White. We know he called Derek White because he said he called Derek White. Did you talk to Jason Tatum? I didn't hear Tatum's name anywhere. Except when Jalen directly disagreed with what Tatum's been saying all offseason. Like, it's a great weight off my shoulders. Winning a title, can't take it away from me, blah, blah, blah. We also know from Jason Tatum that he didn't reach out to Jaylen Brown. So this has been something we've been talking about all week, really going back to late last week. Here on Jones, no Mego, without Arkin. Travis Thomas from Nesson is in with us today. The Travis Thomas Experience. Follow him on Twitter at, is it T Thomas EXP or is it Travis Thomas?
Travis Thomas Experience.
Travis
didn't
Thomas.
Have enough character, so it's EXP.
Okay, nice. Well, give him a follow there. We talked about this late last week about Jalen being left off the team, non-basketball reasons.
Yeah.
We've had another week to marinate on it. I'm not saying it's not Nike. I just think it has more to do with the players in the league, the players on the team, keeping him off of it.
Yeah.
But how much do you think this will be an issue, a storyline, a distraction for the Celtics this season? Is this just Jalen's upset now? He'll get over it. Is this the kind of thing that's going to linger and start to poison the well? How big of an issue is this the further we get away from the initial disappointment and surprise of him being left off the team, Derek White being put on the team over him? How big of an issue is it?
I don't believe this particular topic will be a distraction as we get to the regular season. What I believe could be an ongoing issue is Jaylen Brown's lack of self-awareness. And what I mean is, even in that sound we just played, I have a problem with it. You know, he says, quote, well,
you have a problem with that?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I like it. What?
Of course I called Derek. Derek and I are good. I just don't put everything out publicly. That's a lack of self-awareness. You need to put it out publicly. You know why? Because you go to Twitter publicly and you go after Nike. You're in Twitter public feuds with Stephen A. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
You're at the ESPYs ducking questions. I mean, you're picking and choosing when to be public and when not to. I'll tell my story one of these days. There's
you
so much.
You always got to make anything public, but
yes.
Me and D-Water good.
So much truths. I'll speak my truths one of these. I mean, come on, bro. Pick a lane. So I publicly, you should have said before all this stuff, first and foremost, respect, congratulations to my guy, Derek White, for getting an opportunity to represent our country. It's a great opportunity, blah, blah, blah. Then go after Nike. Then take your shots at Stephen A.
In fairness,
then do whatever you got to do.
He still didn't even say that in that clip.
That's what
I'm saying. He just said, we're good. He didn't even say, like, congrats to him. I'm happy for him. He's going to be awesome. Great moment you've been waiting for. Like, that's a fair point.
And he had to be asked that question.
Yep.
Hey, have you and Derek talked?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So that's what I mean. That's self-awareness.
So do you think that, well, when you say it'll be an issue, do you think he's an issue? Is he a guy they got to worry about long-term, Jaylen Brown?
So here's my prediction.
Oh, good.
We're going to have a lot of things in this gumbo. You know why I call it gumbo? Because it has a lot of stuff in it, right?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Think about this. You're going to have three of these players from Team USA. So you're going to kind of, let's call that a hangover. Team USA hangover.
Okay.
For Derek White.
The Hangover, part four.
That's right.
This is like the underachieving gumbo is what this is?
For Tatum.
Okay, yeah.
You know, you're going to have these guys who've been with Team USA, haven't had time off, I'm using air quotes, right, because they're ball players. Then you're going to have the Jaylen Brown stuff, whatever that looks like. Then you're going to have the ownership thing that's going to be ongoing, hanging over the team.
That's a big one. We focus a lot on Jaylen, but like that's a big one.
That's a big one, but this is all going in this pot, right?
Yep.
All going in this gumbo.
Yeah, mix it up.
Then, of course, you're going to have your normal, typical championship hangover, which happens to every first-time champion. You're going to have that. You're going to have all this with Joe Mazzulla, who's still learning on the job. This isn't some veteran coach we're talking about, been there, done that. This isn't Greg Popovich. This is a guy still figuring it out, even though he's a champion. We respect that. So you have all these things with expectations, with this, with that. I am telling you, when these bills for all these extensions start being due, even with the new TV deal, I believe at that point, new ownership's coming in. I think you're going to start having some hard conversations.
Okay, so who's the first to go? This is something we
it
actually...
It would be him. Because
it would be Jalen.
Yes. You know why? When Jason Tatum gets a microphone or a podium,
mm-hmm.
he's damn near presidential. It actually drives me nuts because I want more from Jason Tatum. I want more personality. I want more transparency. I want more honesty. Instead, we get coach speak. We get Duke. I mean, let's say I can't stand Duke, so I can say it. We get that Duke BS.
Sure.
The you know, so buttoned up, and I know everything to say. Even when he celebrated, we criticized him. Bro, you don't have any original lines. We did it!
Yeah,
like, everything's just corny with this
ripped off
guy,
Garnett. That right? was very corny, yes.
But hey, that's your franchise guy. That's what they do. What does Dak Prescott do? All these dudes, Brock Purdy, all these dudes know what to say, when to say it, how to carry themselves. Jaylen Brown, as fantastic as his playoff run was, I cringed a couple of times throughout that run when he was interviewed, and it was so chip on the shoulder and so like, well, I never win anything. Well, what are you bleeping? How many F-bombs did this guy who never talks drop on live TV and press conferences? I'm like, what the hell is up with Jaylen Brown? As time goes on, I just believe, and these bills are due, and all this gumbo that I just gave you, all the ingredients, I could see a new ownership coming in and saying, listen, man, this contract is an albatross. We got a couple titles, whatever it is. Let's move him.
So it's interesting because we talked about this earlier in the week, Arcan and myself. Will both Tatum and Brown play out their Supermax deals here in Boston? We both answered no. And ownership was on my list. But another thing, and I think you're getting at this, it might not even be ownership's call. Like, a lot of times, players control the movement in the league. Jalen may just get sick and tired of being in Tatum's shadow. That's a whole nother factor there as well.
That's a good point.
And so,
my love for you.
So I don't think they're going to finish out their Supermax deals together. And I think if ownership's calling the shots, it's easy to look at that and say, Jalen makes what? And he wasn't even on Team USA? I think it's easy to say he could be the first one to go, never mind what you could potentially get for him. So it's Adam Jones with you today, along with the Travis Thomas Experience, which people are enjoying. I just saw it scrolled by in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. People enjoying the Travis Thomas Experience. There is one thing we've gotten some flack on, though, at 37937.
So,
there was a string of these.
Okay.
Tutties? Really? Don't say Tutty anymore. Please stop with Tutty, Joe in Rhode Island.
You know where I got that from?
Where'd you get that
players.
From?
Players. Players say that.
Players say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, touch grass text line.
Yeah,
the players say that.
The players say that. That's the first time I heard it, was players talking about, man, can you believe he had 17 tutties last season? I'm like, who? Excuse me? Touchdowns, man. That's slang for y'all. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I say lean into it now. The fact that the text line reacted.
The players said it. That's where I got it from.
The fact that the text line reacted so viscerally, I think you just lean in on it.
Well, I listen.
Tutties all day.
Here's the thing. If you don't know the slang, it's cool, but you had to be cool enough to learn it. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Two tighties.
You got to be
two
open
tidies.
To it. You got to be open to it. My kid comes home all the time. Dad, man, you acted sus. I said, no, you acted sus.
Wait, how old is your kid? Isn't your kid?
And he looked at me.
And your kid's seven? Yeah, right.
He looked at me. I was like, you a op, son. He's like, you know what op means? Yeah.
He did?
I
thought you were just making stuff up.
No, you gotta know.
I don't even know the slang.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, seriously.
Could teach you a thing or two about being cool and hip.
This is all I'm saying.
My kid would never say anything like
this
that.
This is all I'm saying.
I think your kid sounds way cooler. He knows all this slang.
If you're not hip to the slang, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
Nobody's calling you square like a box of Apple Jacks. None of that. At the end of the day, when someone tells you what the slang is.
Yep.
And hips you to the game, you got to accept it.
Yep.
Because now, if you put up a wall and you're ridging, you're like, well, that sounds dumb. Now you're an old curmudgeon. Now you're Belichickin'. You never want to be Belichickin'.
No, you do not.
Well, maybe Belichickin' now, I guess. New Belichick is clearly into the young.
There's aspects you want to Belichick. Not all of it.
Maybe Bill is,
But there's little aspects maybe you want to.
That's what I do.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's how the text line feels about it. You can jump in here, 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas from Nesson in on Jones. No Mego without Arcan here today. We'll get back to where we started. The Patriots, their ceiling, how good can they be? That's next.
Jalen, did you reach out to Derek, congratulate him? And what was the balance for you between sharing some of your frustrations in the process, but also congratulating him in that moment?
Absolutely. I called Derek right away. I know. Just to make sure there's no confusion, like my love for you and all of that, you know what I mean? So, like, he knew that and he did. And but, you know, you don't always got to make anything public, but me and D-Watt are good.
It wasn't that he maybe called Derek White. We know he called Derek White. Because he said he called Derek White. Did you talk to Jason Tatum? I didn't hear Tatum's name anywhere. Except when Jalen directly disagreed with what Tatum's been saying all offseason. Like, it's a great weight off my shoulders. Winning a title. Can't take it away from me. Blah, blah, blah. We also know from Jason Tatum that he didn't reach out to Jaylen Brown. So this has been something we've been talking about all week, really going back to late last week. Here on Jones, no Mego, without Arcan. Travis Thomas from Nesson is in with us today. The Travis Thomas Experience, follow him on Twitter. Is it T. Thomas EXP or is it Travis Thomas?
Travis Thomas Experience.
Travis
Didn't
Thomas.
Have enough character, so it's EXP.
Okay, nice. Well, give him a follow there. We talked about this late last week about Jalen being left off the team, non-basketball reasons. Yeah. We've had another week to marinate on it. I'm not saying it's not Nike. I just think it has more to do with the players in the league, the players on the team, keeping him off of it.
Yeah.
But how much do you think this will be an issue, a storyline, a distraction for the Celtics this season? Is this just Jalen's upset now? He'll get over it. Is this the kind of thing that's going to linger and start to poison the well? How big of an issue is this the further we get away from the initial disappointment and surprise of him being left off the team, Derek White being put on the team over him? How big of an issue is it?
I don't believe this particular topic will be a distraction as we get to the regular season. What I believe could be an ongoing issue is Jaylen Brown's lack of self-awareness. And what I mean is, even in that sound we just played, I have a problem with it. You know, he says, quote, well,
you have a problem with that?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I like it.
Of course I called Derek. Derek and I are good. I just don't put everything out publicly. That's a lack of self-awareness. You need to put it out publicly. You know why? Because you go to Twitter publicly and you go after Nike. You're in Twitter public feuds with Stephen A. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
You're at the ESPYs ducking questions. I mean, you're picking and choosing when to be public and when not to. I'll tell my story one of these days. There's
so much.
You don't
always got to make anything public, but yes. Me and D-Watt are good.
So much truths. I'll speak my truths one of these. I mean, come on, bro. Pick a lane. So I publicly, you should have said before all this stuff, first and foremost, respect, congratulations to my guy, Derek White, for getting an opportunity to represent our country. It's a great opportunity, blah, blah, blah. Then go after Nike. Then take your shots at Stephen A.
In fairness,
then do whatever you got to do.
He still didn't even say that in that clip.
He just said,
we're good. He didn't even say, like, congrats to him. I'm happy for him. He's going to be awesome. Great moment you've been waiting for. Like, that's a fair point.
And he had to be asked that question.
Yep.
Hey, have you and Derek talked?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So that's what I mean. That's self-awareness.
So do you think that, well, when you say it'll be an issue, do you think he's an issue? Is he a guy they got to worry about long term, Jaylen Brown?
So here's my prediction.
Oh, good.
We're going to have a lot of things in this gumbo. You know why I call it gumbo? Because it has a lot of stuff in it, right?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Think about this. You're going to have three of these players from Team USA. So you're going to kind of, let's call that a hangover. Team USA hangover.
Okay.
For Derek White.
The Hangover, Part 4.
That's right.
This is like the underachieving gumbo is what this is?
For Tatum.
Okay, yeah.
You know, you're going to have these guys who've been with Team USA, haven't had time off, I'm using air quotes, right, because they're ball players. Then you're going to have the Jaylen Brown stuff, whatever that looks like. Then you're going to have the ownership thing that's going to be ongoing, hanging over the team.
That's a big one. We focus a lot on Jalen, but like that's a big one.
But this is all going in this pot, right? Yep. All going in this gumbo.
Yeah, mix it up.
Then, of course, you're going to have your normal, typical championship hangover, which happens to every first-time champion. You're going to have that. You're going to have all this with Joe Mazzulla, who's still learning on the job. This isn't some veteran coach we're talking about, been there, done that. This isn't Greg Popovich. This is a guy still figuring it out, even though he's a champion. We respect that. So you have all these things with expectations, with this, with that. I am telling you, when these bills for all these extensions start being due, even with the new TV deal, I believe at that point, new ownership's coming in. I think you're going to start having some hard conversations.
Okay, so who's the first to go? This is something we
it
actually...
It would be him. Because
it would be Jalen.
Yes. You know why? When Jason Tatum gets a microphone or a podium, he's damn near presidential. It actually drives me nuts because I want more from Jason Tatum. I want more personality. I want more transparency. I want more honesty. Instead, we get coach speak. We get Duke. I mean, let's say I can't stand Duke, so I could say it. We get that Duke BS.
Sure.
The you know, so buttoned up, and I know everything to say. Even when he celebrated, we criticized him. Bro, you don't have any original lines. We did it!
Yeah,
like, everything's just corny with
ripped
this
off
guy,
Garnett. That right? was very corny, yes.
But hey, that's your franchise guy. That's what they do. What does Dak Prescott do? All these dudes, Brock Purdy, all these dudes know what to say, when to say it, how to carry themselves. Jaylen Brown, as fantastic as his playoff run was, I cringed a couple of times throughout that run when he was interviewed, and it was so chip on the shoulder and so like, well, I never win anything. Well, what are you bleeping? How many F-bombs did this guy who never talks drop on live TV and press conferences? I'm like, what the hell is up with Jaylen Brown? As time goes on, I just believe, and these bills are due, and all this gumbo that I just gave you, all the ingredients, I could see a new ownership coming in and saying, listen, man, this contract is an albatross. We got a couple titles, whatever it is. Let's move him.
So it's interesting because we talked about this earlier in the week, Arkan and myself. Will both Tatum and Brown play out their Supermax deals here in Boston? We both answered no. And ownership was on my list. But another thing, and I think you're getting at this, it might not even be ownership's call. Like, a lot of times, players control the movement in the league. Jalen may just get sick and tired of being in Tatum's shadow. That's a whole nother factor there as well.
That's a good point.
And so,
my love for you.
So I don't think they're going to finish out their Supermax deals together. And I think if ownership's calling the shots, it's easy to look at that and say, Jalen makes what? And he wasn't even on Team USA? I think it's easy to say he could be the first one to go. Never mind what you could potentially get for him. So it's Adam Jones with you today, along with the Travis Thomas Experience, which people are enjoying. I just saw it scrolled by in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. People enjoying the Travis Thomas Experience. There is one thing we've gotten some flack on, though, at 37937.
So,
there was a string of these.
Okay.
Tutties? Really? Don't say tutty anymore. Please stop with tutty, Joe in Rhode Island.
You know where I got that from?
Where'd you get that
players
from?
Players. Players say that.
Players say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, touch grass text line.
Yeah,
the players say that.
The players say that. That's the first time I heard it, was players talking about, man, can you believe he had 17 tutties last season? I'm like, who? Excuse me? Touchdowns, man. That's slang for y'all. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, but I say lean into it now. The fact that the text line reacted.
The players said it. That's where I got it from.
The fact that the text line reacted so viscerally, I think you just lean in on it.
Well, I listen.
Tutties all day.
Here's the thing. If you don't know the slang, it's cool, but you had to be cool enough to learn it. Right?
Yeah, yeah,
too tidy.
You got to be
too
open. You got to be open to it. My kid comes home all the time. Dad, man, you acted sus. I said, no, you acted sus.
Wait, how old is your kid? Isn't your kid?
And he looked at me.
And your kid's seven? Yeah, right.
He looked at me. I was like, you a op, son. He's like, you know what op means? Yeah.
He did?
I
thought you were just making stuff up.
No, you got to know.
I don't even know the slang.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, seriously.
Could teach you a thing or two about being cool and hip. With
this
kids.
Is all I'm saying.
My kid would never say anything like
this
that.
This is all I'm saying.
I think your kid sounds way cooler. He knows all this slang. I didn't even know.
If you're not hip to the slang, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
Nobody's calling you square like a box of Apple Jacks. None of that. At the end of the day, when someone tells you what the slang is,
yep.
and hips you to the game, you got to accept it.
Yep.
Because now if you put up a wall and you're ridging, you're like, well, that sounds dumb. Now you're an old curmudgeon. Now you're Belichickin'. You never want to be Belichickin'.
No, you do not.
Well, maybe Belichickin' now, I guess. New Belichick is clearly into the young.
There's aspects you want to Belichick.
Not, clearly.
Not all of it.
Maybe Bill is, you know.
But there's little aspects maybe you want to.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's how the text line feels about it. You can jump in here, 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas from Nesson in on Jones. No Mego without Arcan here today. We'll get back to where we started. The Patriots, their ceiling. How good can they be? That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.